This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, the DJV crowd without G. But I think having Warren Eckstein here, your animal's best friend, is a good way. I found something here that really strikes a chord with people. Warren is one of my best broadcast friends. I don't even remember. Oh, I do remember when we met, actually. The first week, you probably don't remember this. The first week that I was on the air at KABC in Los Angeles, it was December of 1993. And Bob Kay, who is now my general manager, but at that time was the program director at KABC, he said, let's go out to, Warren's doing a remote someplace. I don't know, it was in Pasadena, if I remember correctly. For some reason, it was on a sound stage, so maybe it wasn't in Pasadena. But I remember walking up to you. You had a table and all kinds of stuff there was on it, and there were dogs all over the place. And it was for some local pet store, because you were doing both the show for KBC at the time and I think the national program. But anyway, the point is that you were you're actually pretty funny. You have this dry you have a what is there? I can say this because I believe you and I are good friends. You have this sort of almost wry dryness to you, and you don't realize when you're, people say this about me too, maybe that's why we're friends. I don't understand when I'm being funny. I don't think you understand when you're being funny, but you are. You have a and how, what a wonderful way to put things together, because people love folks who are warm and friendly, and what could be better than a warm, friendly guy who loves dogs and cats and animals? I mean, you're the perfect. It's no wonder women are falling all over you every place you go.
Oh yeah, I can't beat them away. It's unbelievable. But you know, it's interesting that you said that. But when you're talking about a subject like animals, it's, you know, there are people out there that like animals and talk about them. But this is my life. This is my passion. So when I talk about them, I guess everything inside of me comes out, and I don't hold anything back. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, just to sort of bring that around full bore, I keep talking about this Constellation program that I'm involved in, because it's helping me find out so much about me and therefore about what goes on in my mind and my life. And we were talking about my best friends yesterday and narrowed it down, in fact, to three people, three women who have been my best friends over the course of my life. And one of them was Charlotte. Without question, without a doubt, she was as the, maybe the most supportive being in my life. And how many people, when you realize that, think about it, analyze the people that you've been closest to in your life, or the beings, and see if you can't, some of those of you who really get your relationship with your dog, well, maybe it's any kind of a pet, but in this circumstance, we're talking about the dog, do they not prove to be, if they really are into you, if you found the right pet, the right friend, the right furry friend? We were talking about how I remember how to spell friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. A friend is a friendly end. And I figured that I'd only have three people, maybe even only two, who have been my friend consistently. And so Charlotte certainly is there. And I wonder how many, I asked that question of those of you who are listening. When you think about your friends, your really good friends, do they give the right meaning to the word friend?
Well, you know, there's no facade, Doug. You know, when you're working with a dog or a cat, they're honest. You know, a dog's not going to buy you a drink and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. He's not getting a drink first. So the bottom line is, when you're dealing with animals, there's that honesty. I think that's what I appreciate more than anything in the world, is the honesty and the concept that they're asking for nothing in return.
No, they want to please. That by nature, dogs have found endless ways to prove themselves useful to you. I mean, Charlotte, although I think bulldogs were sort of trying to, they were aimed at or bred to help with livestock. I mean, their legs are so short, there's not much you're going to do there, but that's what the name bulldog comes from. But a lot of dogs on the farm certainly keep protect the crops from certain prey. How many of you have dogs that have kept intruders out of your home just by the bark?
There's nothing we've asked them to do. In other words, with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up on the 15th, I spent a lot of time there with the search and rescue dogs, and they just wanted to keep going. One of the dogs I talk about, and I hate to get off on a tangent here, one of the German shepherds that I worked with at 9/11 was one of the dogs that belonged to the NYPD, and as you know, I was called in by them to help them out. And the bottom line is, this was the first German shepherd on the job. He was the first one there after the attack, cut four of his paws, went home with the officer that night. The officer was getting ready to leave for work the next morning. The dog went absolutely nuts, would not let the officer work without taking him back. They bandaged the legs, and the dog went right back searching for people. That's how amazing these animals are.
They really are. And I don't think we give them anywhere near enough credit. But I see some of the dogs that are work. And dogs, there are, you know, the expression working like a dog. There are plenty of dogs who are in service, like the one you just described. I know there are a lot of dogs that are now in service to people who have veterans that have lost legs and arms and things like that. You see
and
more
traumatic
and more
brain injury, PTSD. Yeah. Dogs have been, they've done phenomenal work with them.
I work with a group now that does nothing but specifically work with dogs. That, in fact, they work with dogs specifically for veterans coming back with PTSD. But also, more important than that, the organization is also, and I'm excited about this, one of my close friends, her son, returned from Afghanistan, was a canine handler. And I kind of guided him a little bit. He came home, and he's going to be reunited before Christmas, and he hasn't seen the dog since he left Afghanistan.
No.
And he's going to be able to adopt the dog, which is a great new change in some of the laws, which is fantastic.
Yeah. That's been a change that a lot of people have been lobbying for, allowing the handlers to adopt the dog when they're no longer in service.
And they ought to be able to.
Yes, absolutely.
They ought to be able to. Isn't that what the movie Mac is about?
Well, the movie Max was based on one of my friend's dogs. It was based on Saxon. Saxon, a German shepherd that was just with me in Sedona doing an appearance for a Veterans Memorial. And it was interesting. Saxon was the dog that the movie was based on. The dog was shot through the head, was also blown up, has partial ear. And I worked with him on a Saturday, and he passed away Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And he was driving from Sedona, Arizona, back to New Mexico and had a heart attack. But you know what? The dog had an incredible life. The dog did amazing stuff. And even after his service, what he was doing now was working with wounded warriors, helping them get back into society.
All right, Warren Eckstein is with us here, and Victoria has a training question for Warren in just a moment. I think it'll apply to a lot of you. Stand by, 14 after the hour.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen. Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikinPoints for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline, meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 17 after the hour. Victoria Keelan has a training question for Warren Eckstein. So what kind of a dog are we talking about? What are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve?
This is our little puppy, Bentley. We rescued him. He's a Sato from Puerto Rico, so he was a stray. And he and his whole pack, his whole litter, we rescued them, and they've all been rehomed, or they never had a home, so they now have forever homes. So I'm wondering if there's a different way to approach training a dog who, from the first 7 months of his life, he was just a stray on the streets. Because our biggest problem is he's eaten the couch, he's eaten the rugs, he's eaten the curtains, and he ate a chair. So, and he's little. But how do we differentiate between a toy that he's allowed to chew and the furniture that he's not allowed to chew?
Well, let me first explain what not to do. Very often when people see the dog chewing the couch or chewing a shoe, they'll take it away and say, don't do that, and they'll hand the dog a toy of his own. What you just said is anytime you want a new toy, go chew the couch or go chew a shoe. You're rewarding that bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So the best way to resolve the issue is, number one, is to rotate the items in the house. This was a stray dog, so he didn't have toys to play with. He had to chew, right, when he was teething on what was around. So my recommendation is increase the exercise, number one. Rotate mm-hmm. the toys every other day. Put down six on Monday, pick them up, put new ones down on Tuesday, put the old ones back on Wednesday. Use some of the bitter products that are available on the market as well. And make sure that when you leave the dog, because that's generally when chewing takes place, is when you leave the dog,
yes,
don't make a big deal out of leaving. The second biggest lie in the world is people telling their dog they'll be right back.
Don't
say goodbye. Listen, dogs are smart. He knows when you pick up your keys. He knows when you pick up your purse, you're leaving for a long time. Go out of the house a few times without the keys, without the purse, and come right back in. He'll get the idea, I promise.
When I would go to California and leave, and she'd see my bags getting packed, if she'd go, you could tell her attitude. She'd turn away from me.
Our pug just jump in our suitcase.
That's my dog down. Jumps in my suitcase. I found the stuff I find in my suitcase, little dog toys, a little piece of biscuit, a little this, a little that.
But she would always, if I wasn't taking her with me, and I couldn't always take her with me to go back and forth, and so she would sit there with her back to me. And then when I came home, she would almost jump out the door. It was
you guys just had a very, very special. You're allowed to have, you can love all your dogs that you live with in your life, but you're allowed one special one. Charlotte was yours.
Well, right. In the minute we have left, Victoria mentioned the stray from Puerto Rico. When I go to Colombia, there's stray dogs everywhere. I mean, how many countries are like the United States? I would imagine some European countries. And what do these third world countries who just have stray animals all over the place try to do about them?
Well, you know, it's interesting because many countries are even more advanced than we are, especially the European countries. For example, in England, it's against the law to declaw a cat or cut a dog's ears. In terms of South America and some of those third world countries, there are organizations now in this country trying to get together to go into those countries and really aid the animals. I know there's a lot of rescue taking place in Puerto Rico, a lot of rescue I'm dealing with taking place in Mexico, and I think it's going to go further down towards South America as well.
All right. Excellent. Good work and good information. Lots of help from Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show every weekend, thepetshow.com, and his Hugs and Kisses mineral and vitamin line, hugsandkisses.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Sweet song, very sweet. Stevie Nicks, who has announced a joint tour with, I guess very interesting, Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, another group from that era that had fabulous success, and certainly the multi-platinum legend that is Stevie Nicks. She's doing a solo tour called the 24-Karat Gold Tour, but she also is going to have as the opening act the Pretenders, which will be very, very cool. 27-date tour kicking off 25th of next month in Phoenix, slated to run through December 18th, ending in Inglewood at the Forum. And this is for the pre-sale of tickets for American Express card members only. Begins, I think,
today.
Today, yeah,
yep.
Right. And then online on Monday. I would actually go see this. I'd take this in.
I saw Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac last year when they were together at the Garden. One of the best shows I've ever seen. It was just phenomenal. Her voice is transcendent. She's incredible.
But she does all the Fleetwood Mac hits along with her own stuff.
Yep.
She's got a big library.
Oh, yeah. Right. And the Pretenders have some pretty good stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Including the theme to Rush Limbaugh's show that they don't like him using.
until they get the check.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Then they're fine with it.
Yeah, they're very, it's easy. Okay.
That'll be, I'm sure this tour will sell out quickly, yeah. Since it's also short.
Yeah, right. All right, let's check the dates, see when they're in Boston and L.A. Go from there on the forum. That's the Englewood show on December 18th. That'd be something, maybe.
They're doing Mohegan Sun and then Boston, somewhere in Boston. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, that's that story. Now it's time for Zayn Malik. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Malik. Zayn Malik.
I don't know him. Tell me about him.
He's the One Direction member who defected from the group to launch his solo career, which broke the hearts of millions of girls around the world.
Yeah.
And he's had a pretty successful run. This is his first album. He's done really well. But his live performances as a solo act, he's adjusting to not having the other guys with him, and apparently it's taking a real toll on his anxiety.
Really? Yeah, he canceled the show in Dubai because of his... he's not ready. He posted yesterday, "Dear fans, I have been working over the last 3 months to overcome my extreme anxiety around major live solo performances. I feel I'm making progress, but I have today acknowledged that I do not feel sufficiently confident to move forward with the show in Dubai. With the magnitude of the event, I've suffered the worst anxiety of my career." He's 23 years old. He's a kid, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
And isn't that why he left One Direction because of anxiety?
No, he left One Direction because he got his own record deal. He was sort of the big powerhouse voice in 1D. So
why don't they stay? That doesn't make any sense to me. You should have stayed together with the group, even if you got your own solo career, for God's sakes. All right, 28 past the hour.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. It is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Napa Know How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American Veterans Center.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. People in the news. You know who Erin O'Flaherty is? Nice Irish girl. Erin O'Flaherty. Nobody knows who Erin O'Flaherty is.
No, I'm going to Google her.
I got one up on you. She's the new Miss Missouri. She will this weekend compete on stage for Miss America. She is the first openly gay contestant. She is a lesbian. She said, quote, behind the scenes, we've been well represented, but I'm the first openly gay title holder. That is to say, there have been plenty of other gay women who have competed. They just haven't come out. She says, I'm very excited. I knew going in that I had the opportunity to make history. Now I get to be more visible to the community and meet more people. It happened to Miss Kentucky back in 2011 after the fact said that she was a lesbian, but she didn't during the contest. Janelle Hutcherson and Molly Thomas competed in Miss California in 2012. They didn't talk about themselves being gay. So this lady has decided that's what she wants to do. So that's what she's done. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem with that.
I think it's good to raise awareness because I would imagine that, you know, that's not something you would think of. If you're a young lesbian, you probably don't think pageants are going to be a welcoming community for you. So I think that's cool that she's sending a good message.
Well, mostly because they're run by men. And so, gay men. Yeah, right.
Well, gays and lesbians don't always like each other, so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's it. I wonder what's the story with that? Is that?
I don't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah, for whatever the reason it is.
For whatever reason, yeah.
That's really funny.
It's a thing. Okay, Paul Giamatti, one of the more talented actors, I think, on the scene today. Do you know who his father was, Richie?
I don't.
Really?
Yes, hey, I know his dad was somebody big, but I can't picture. I don't know who it is.
His father was very big. His father was responsible for the end of Pete Rose's career.
Oh, that Giamatti.
And that was his father.
Really?
You didn't know that.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. His father was Bart, the commissioner of baseball. Paul started acting in 1997. He played the program director at the radio station that Howard Stern was working in the movie Private Parts.
Pig Vomit.
Yeah, he was amazing in that. WNBC.
Yeah, that's right. He was the voice of Frank Tiger Woods' Talking Club head cover in the commercials for Nike Golf. His first and only Oscar nomination to date was for Best Supporting Actor for Cinderella Man. He's played Presidents John Adams, and he was a voice for another President Theodore Roosevelt. He was in the Ken Burns documentary, The Roosevelts. He was in Downton Abbey.
He was
in San Andreas as the scientist. That was a paycheck movie for him. He's played bad guys. He was the bad guy in that movie.
He's a great actor.
About Brian Wilson.
Yeah, the Love and Mercy movie.
Yeah, bad guy. Yeah, but I didn't realize either, frankly, that he was Bart Giamatti's son.
Well, apparently I'm getting notes from my sports producing boyfriend from the bathroom. He's telling me that his dad was also the president of Yale, and after a few days after he banned Pete Rose, he died.
Yes,
so
he did.
That was karma.
Yeah. No, he did. He died right after he banned Pete Rose. You're right. Yep.
Boy, there's some conspiracy theory.
Right, exactly.
Pete Rose killed Bart Giamatti.
Yep. He's in this sci-fi thriller, Morgan, that's out now, too. Just came out. Or is it out this weekend? Is it this weekend or last weekend that it came out?
I don't know of it.
He's a good actor. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in getting that information. The focus on Black Lives Matter. I'm doing people because I'm thinking of this guy, Colin Kaepernick, or whatever his name is.
Kaepernick. No, nobody else is Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
I have been critical of him because I think he's a phony, but I do appreciate what his thinking in a standalone sort of way. I think people ought to be able to say or think or act in any way that they feel necessary to make a point. I find him to be annoying, just because I think that he's annoying. I don't know anything about it. So I know he's not a good football player. He got a 3-year deal for $15 million a year, and then he's sort of sitting on his hands because they have to pay him because he knows they won't trade because nobody wants him for that kind of dough. But now it seems that there's lots of information about him online, Victoria, a lot of focus on him on Twitter and Facebook, and his number 7 jersey apparently is selling off the shelves everywhere.
It's number 1 most sold NFL jersey now.
Right.
Good people are buying
it so they can burn it.
Well, some people are buying it. Yes, that's true. Apparently that is happening, and then other people are buying in support of what he's protesting.
Yeah, I would support what he's protesting. I don't support him because I think he's a big four-flushing phony. But there are a lot of people who have a message that is similar to his, that he is to be paid attention to. What are you?
Oh, what a load.
Why Which would you one? Buy a $100 jersey to support a millionaire instead of giving that $100 to an organization
Some kind of
that
charity.
Might actually support the issue that you're trying to raise?
And that's a great, that's a really good point, because this is crazy. Not money that's going to Colin Kaepernick.
No,
this is just going to the
going
NFL.
NFL. That's all. Colin Kaepernick, too. He gets a piece of
he
that.
He gets a piece of it,
The NFL, the only people you're helping here is the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. Keep your money. Give it to the NAACP.
But people are
give
so silly.
Black college. Go do something with it.
People are so silly. All right, speaking of silly, and that same message today at the London City Airport, there were a lot of people who were arrested. The passengers that couldn't get off the ground because these people strapped themselves down on the runway at London City Airport. They are there to protest the racist climate in England. Unfortunately, though, they were all white. There were no black people involved in this at all.
That part doesn't bother me, but that is the part of the story that garnered the most headlines.
Right.
Why are all the Black Lives Matter protesters in London, why are they white? Well, I mean, white people are also, there are some white people who are also against racism, and the civil rights movement had a lot of white people marching alongside black people in the 60s, so I don't think that that's the negative. I think what they did by disrupting all these people trying to fly somewhere is totally the wrong way to go about it.
Of course it is. Well, it is. Take everybody off and turn them against whatever their issue is, no matter what the issue may have been. In this circumstance, you're inconveniencing thousands of passengers.
Right.
And what? How does it get your message across? It annoys people, and so they say, screw Black Lives Matter.
The whole movement suffers from it. The whole message. I mean, it's like I disagree with the way PETA does a lot of things. I agree with their message, but their methods are just like, they're wackadoo.
They are wackadoodles.
Stop.
Yeah, they are wackadoodles. But they do have a good message.
Yeah.
So Heathrow, Gatwick, and Stansted are all on land. This airport, the London City Airport, right downtown, is on the docks. It's kind of like LaGuardia, except it's surrounded by water on all sides. Our police couldn't get there until lots of people were, basically.
Apparently, they took a boat from a local university, and that's how they got to the airport.
Get off my plane.
They didn't get a chance to get on the plane. All right, 43 past the hour here.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round, the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrisin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right, let's get some food news here. The where, why, and how your food is grown. By the way, it's 46 past the hour. We as a country, the locavore movement, you've heard me talk about this a lot on this program, and perhaps if you listen to my American Family Farmer hour that's on the air and in podcast form at Blog Talk Radio and a lot of these same stations every weekend, you become more aware, and maybe you're a member of this group, of people who really want local sources of food. Many people are not aware of the type of food that carries that we think about the farmers, we think about beef and milk and produce, but we don't think about seafood. One in five of more than 25,000 seafood samples tested in studies have been found to be mislabeled. In other words, you're told you're buying something, but you are not. Mm-hmm. Much of the fish comes from Oceania, which is New Zealand, Australia down in the lower Pacific. Most of the cases involve mislabeling of cheap fish passed off as more expensive types of fish. So you're told you're buying, let's say, tilapia, and in fact what you're getting is haddock.
No,
like
you're getting tilapia is the bottom
around.
Of
the other way around.
You think you're buying a nice piece of cod or grouper, and you're getting
right.
tilapia.
Yeah.
Which
and
is just
so,
the
which
grossest
is basically rat.
Bottom feeder. Ugh.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
right.
eat tilapia.
Well,
me.
But any of the fish that comes from Asia is questionable in my mind because of the way
of
that it's raised.
You know what? Spend 30 seconds and go to YouTube and look up Vietnam fish farm.
That's it.
And you will never eat farmed fish again in your life.
Any place. Right.
And here's another thing that I just recently told my mom because she said, oh, I went to Wegmans or whatever, and she said, I got some fresh Atlantic salmon. I said, no. Unless it says wild salmon.
Right.
If it says Atlantic salmon, it's farm raised.
Wild. Right.
Throw
right.
it out.
Because salmon doesn't exist on its own on the East Coast.
On the other hand of that, my wife's cousin owns one of the largest shrimp. How do you say? He provides the eggs to shrimp farmers
hatchery.
To breed shrimp. The hatchery.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
And he also has a shrimp farm on his premises. And I was there last year and walked around. It's in Panama. Very impressive. Very impressive. And I ate the shrimp and it was very good. So you know there are some farm
catfish.
No, wait. What country was that?
Panama.
Okay, so that's good to know because when you look at the shrimp farms in Thailand, which is the bulk of frozen shrimp
right.
comes from Thailand, it is
yeah.
a different scene.
Yeah.
And that is, and not to mention, and this is a whole other topic, but the way that the workers are treated and the human rights violations, it's just horrible, horrible,
the workers'
horrible.
Restrooms are over top of the water that the shrimp are swimming in.
All right, because of this, you love sushi. I'm telling you, most of the sushi that's being used now is coming from these places.
Don't eat spicy tuna. That's the cheap tuna. That's why they make it spicy.
Don't buy sushi.
Eat good tuna.
I want you to live with us and stick around.
No, I love sushi.
Don't eat sushi. It's 10 before the hour.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. If we pick five movie themes, this is one, maybe number one. Certainly Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Number two or one, either or. Indiana Jones is right there. What other movie
That's
themes?
A good question. There's so many. Those would be the top, probably top three. Certainly Star Wars and Bond would be the top two, I think.
Right. Yep. Yeah. All right, so we're focused on James Bond and the movie from the music... Excuse me. Hello, Doug. Turn it around there. The music from the movie. Because Daniel Craig, as you alluded to yesterday, officially has been offered $70 million a piece. A piece. Not for two. $70 million for each of the next two Bond movies.
Well, I wouldn't use the word officially. Here's the deal. I guess Radar Online tried to break a story that Sony Pictures offered Daniel Craig $150 million to do two more Bond films. Here's my gut. I'm going to say that the story is not accurate, only because I cannot see the studio paying an actor that kind of money, because it would hurt the bottom line. I mean, Daniel Craig's a very good James Bond, but if I was the studio, I'd save the money and go in a different direction. I just don't think he's worth $150 million.
Bring back Pierce Brosnan. I thought Pierce Brosnan was an acceptable James Bond. Didn't you?
I loved him.
There's been a lot of good ones. Here's the thing. Before Daniel Craig took over the franchise, a lot of people thought that Bond was just, you know, outdated and it needed to be rebooted for a modern audience. And I think Daniel Craig did that. But if you go back to what Timothy Dalton did in his Bond movies, he really did a lot of the same things Daniel Craig brought to the table, but was really before people accepted that thing. And then Pierce Brosnan got Bond, and he was very well received. But Daniel Craig, I think, has brought Bond into a really hardcore direction that a lot of people really dig. I thought Skyfall may be the best Bond movie ever made. But would I pay him $150 million? I would not. That's just me.
I think you got to have some sort of consistency there to protect that. I mean, unless you see or you feel in your gut that somebody else, I don't see this Hiddleston as being a James Bond everybody's going to be attracted to.
Yeah,
and I see Pierce Brosnan, who still is old enough to be able or in the right age bracket, he could pull it off. But who else is around that could actually...
Well, Henry Cavill was... he did audition before Daniel Craig got it, and they determined he was too young, so they sort of put him on the shelf to have him be the guy after Daniel Craig, but now he's Superman, so I don't know that you could be Superman and James Bond at the same time.
That would be hard to do. But, you know, this is the reason why what we're talking about, why every actor in the business wants to get a franchise property.
Yeah,
it's why Brie Larson, who won the Oscar for Room, signed on to be Captain Marvel over at Marvel Studios, because that's a gig she'll do for the next 10 years, and he'll be, you know, a massive retirement fund. There's not an actor in the business. Ben Affleck got Batman, Robert Downey Jr. got Iron Man. They all want these big franchise properties. You can't blame them.
Can't blame them for that.
Yep.
Nope. All right, Chucky's got some more movie news for us in just a moment.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Hi, Chuck. What else in the movie news bag?
In a recent interview, actress Emily Blunt said that her interpretation of Mary Poppins will be based on the character in the book and not that of Julie Andrews. That's not something you should say out loud, in my opinion, because most people love Julie Andrews' interpretation of Mary Poppins.
She's in a movie. I saw a trailer for her in a movie. Really sci-fi-ish. What is it?
There's a movie coming out called Stranger on the Train next month, which is sort of Alfred Hitchcock-esque, that she is the star of. She's had a really good run in the last 10 years.
I think she's a good actress, frankly. I think she's pretty, she's got the ability to do a lot of different things, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
And I think, act a lot of different roles, role to Mary Poppins, good heavens.
I think she's a pretty good choice, actually, for Mary Poppins. I don't know if she could do Julie Andrews justice, because Julie Andrews was great, but she's a good pick. One other bit of news. Mel Gibson's new World War II film, Hacksaw Ridge, got a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
Really?
It's out, I believe, in November. And reviews are real good, early reviews.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.